Mesechta Zavei Dezora, Daf Yud Beis, 5 lines on the bottom of Daf Yud Alef and Beis, after the Mishnah, and the Mishnah states, Eir Sheyesh Bavei Zechavim, Chutz Lombata, that although we previously saw, that Lefnei Yedei and Shalei Vechavim, Shalei Shiyomim, that it's also for a Jew to transact business with the Goy for 3 days prior to the Chagah, and certainly on the Chagah itself. However, our Mishnah teaches us that these Yisurim are only relevant to the actual city where they actually only have that Chagah, and as Rashi in our Mishnah states, Shiyom Eid Yeshel Bnei Eir HaYoyim, Lavei Zechavim, and as Rashi on the fifth of the wide lines on Daf Yud Beis and Aleph states, Kol Hecha D'Toni Sheyesh Bavei Zechavim Mashma Shayoyim Oivdim Liyirishalahem. However, our Mishnah teaches us that these Yisurim would not be Asa to any suburb of the city that does not observe this Chagah, and they observe different Chagahs. And similarly, the Mishnah continues, Hayechutzla Bavei Zechavim Toicha Muta, that if there's a suburb of a city that celebrates and observes a different Chagah, and the city itself doesn't observe that Chagah, then the Yisurim would only apply to the suburbs, and as Rashi states in Dibur Maschil Chutzal Amuta, Losis Velosis Ima Yeshvin Chutzal Ir Sheinim Shachan Achal Isa Eved Chavim, and she came in Hagam Zel Eved Shloi Vzel Eved Shloi V'Yom Eid Shel Elu Einam B'Yom Eid Shel Elu. And similarly, Rashi states in Dibur Maschil Teicha Muta Shein Bnei Ir Oivdin Loisa Yira. And the Mishnah continues that if there's a city where only Goyim live and thus celebrating a Chagah, so Ma'ol Leiluch L'Sham, so can Yisrael go to that city, and even though the Yisrael will not transact business, but for example, he's going to meet a guy, and would he be allowed to do that? And the Mishnah explains, "Bizman shaderech miuchedes la'isim makom asa v'mayyachol halach b'alamakom acher muta." If the road that leads to the city only leads to the city and doesn't go to any other city, then certainly it would be asa to go to that city. And even if you're not going to do masu matan, and even if you're just going to speak with a guy, then based on the concept of maris ayin, then that would still be asa, as people will think that you're going to that city in order to serve the avodah zarah. However, if that road leads to other cities as well, then there's no chash or marisayin. Then as long as you're not going to transact business in that city, and for example, you're going to speak to a guy, then that would be mutar. And as Rashi states, that royal email lemakom achah hilech, and there's no problem of marisayin. And our Gemara begins that our Mishnah stated, ish yish b'vitzchavim chutzla mutar. And the Gemara asks, hechidami chutzla, and how far do you have to be outside of the city in order for it to be considered chutzla, and it would be mutar to transact business there? And the Gemara explains, that is even referring to some place that's very close to a city. And for example, even like the meat market of Aza, which is right outside of the city of Aza, and as Rashi states, and Rashi continues, Aza, and the Gemara continues, and others have their version that that what would be halacha regarding that tleizah shel Aza, which is so close to Aza. And Amalei, Rav Chanina responded to Rav Shlokish, lo yilach l'tzur miyamecha, have you never traveled to the city of Tzur? And as Rashi states, there was a city where there was Yisraelim and Ivdi Chavim that were living together, and Verisa Yisrael v'Ivdi Chavim. And we continue on Dafid Bezim and Aleph, Sheshafsu Shtei Kadiris al Gabi Kira Achas lo yichosh lehem chachamim. And in that city, a Jew and a Goy would each take the individual pots and place them both on the same stove, and even so, the Chacham did not say that it's Asar, and therefore, even though that Tleiz Shel Aza is right next to Aza, it would still not be Asar to transact business with a guy in that Tleiz Shel Aza. And Ayin Rashi at the top of Dafyud Bezim and Aleph, Shvises Kederik, Shemenicha Isa Eitzel Or, Al Gabi Kira, Kari Shvisa. And Rashi continues, V'lei Choshu Chachamim, Afal Pi Shesamach Isa Eitzel Heta Moed, and even though the Dvar Isa is right next to the Dvar Heta, and Hochanami, Afal Pi Shabdei Eir Asurin, before we continue, let us point out that Benegay is selling an item to a guy. There's a potential for 3 different Yisurim. As number one, there's a potential Issa Deraisa, as if a guy takes money that he was already makriv in front of Avedis Kechavim and wants to buy an item from a Jew using that money, then the Torah states in Pashas Re'eh, and this would be an Issa Deraisa. And number two, there's an Issa Drabanan to do business with a guy on the actual day of the Chagah. Number three, there's another Issa Drabanan, which as we will see, Rashi will refer to as an Issa Kal, and that is the Issa of Lefnei Yedein, Shalei V'chavim, Shalei Shiyamim. The Gemara continues, the Rav Chanina just stated, V'lei Choshalem Chachamim, and the Gemara asks, Mai L'choshalem Chachamim, and as Rashi explains, Mai L'choshu Ikalameima B'shtei Kederis, the Leil of Hocha D'chavasa, regarding what Cheshash that is possible by the Shtei Kederis, was Rav Chanina trying to compare to the Dinavat Leizah Shalazah. And Ayin Ritvo, who points out that certainly we just stated that we're actually not choshish for anything, and the Chacham did not make any takonis by the Shtekaderis. He explains, Pirish lechoshu klum, vafil lesalam lechatchila, shloy lasses came mekan laba, and he continues, behind the knocker lechoshu, lechoma, lechoslam chachamim, behind the daminich, shem shalechoshu sham, apple pisha cravis akadiris moid, vafil lechatchila, kach in lon lachish bekan, apple pisha cravis moid, bene chutzalal, bene taicha. When Agamor is, my lechoshlam chachamim, so Ritva points out, Pirish, havade shapi adina, the hustle lechoshlam chacham, lechum dava, vilayla tarevis nevela, vilayla bishulin nachrim, vilayla tsunura, uchanamuchach lishna, elahachi purusha. But the Gemara's question is, the la'ezer chashash be'elu, who de medminala de shaykh le mahacha. As we explained, the Gemara will now bring three explanations. As Oma Baya, Baya explains, lechoshlam chachamim, mishum basa nevela. Ruchnina was telling us that the chacham were not chashish for an issa deraisa of basa nevela, and what would be the chash, as lo yamina dil mahada api yisrael lachurei, vishadi evichav nevela begatera. And the Chacham did not make a takana that this pot of food of the Yisrael should be asa, even though it is a potential issa deraisa. The Rabbanan was still nachashish that potentially the Jew will turn around and the guy will throw a piece of nevela into this pot. Lefi Abaya, the nimshal of Rav Chanina is the kavasa hachinami, and therefore benegeya plays the shal aza as well. Leichashlam Chacham mishum demei avedis kechavim, that certainly the Chacham were nachashish for any din Rabbanan, and for example to do business with the guy on the yema aid or shleish yom lefnei idein, but the Chacham weren't even chayshish for an issa deraisa. They weren't chayshish that since that tleis shel Aza is right next to the city of Aza, that the money that this guy is using in order to buy something from Yisrael is actually money that he already received from a guy that lives in Aza, and this was money that he already was makriv to avodah zarah. There may be a potential that it will be ivan the issa deraisa of layid bat biyad chamauma min achirim. Ayn Rashi points out the kolshkin hechid yedina the mishal chutz lohein, and certainly where we know that the money actually belongs to a guy that doesn't live in the city and lives in the suburbs, and therefore it's not his chaga, so certainly we don't have to worry about an issa deraisa. And as Rashi states, the l'safik yisur rabbanon lechashinon, as we would not be chayshish that potentially one would be ivan issa rabbanon, the name, and we would say dilma haygavu shayek basub neitecha, as maybe the person that's actually buying in that place of shalaza really lives inside the city, the havei ayom yom edai, and today is his chaga. But over haygavu ad rabbanon the asur liyisrael losses for losses imam biyom eid. And the Gemara continues with the second shot, as Rava Omar and Rava states that lechoshlan chacham mishum b'shulei d'chavim, that the mashal and nimshal of Rav Chanina was in regard to an issa d'rabbanon and not regarding an issa d'raisa. Rava holds that certainly in that leiz shel aza we would have to be chayshish for an issa d'raisa. Therefore, if the Yisrael would be mesupik as to whose money this is, as even if the Yisrael knows that this guy lives outside of the city and today isn't his chaga, but since sveikah d'raisa is l'chumra, so we would still have to be chayshish that maybe this guy was doing a favor for a guy that lives inside the city, and he was using the money of a guy that lives inside the city to purchase this item from a Jew. And certainly this would be asa, as we would have to be chayshish that the Yisrael would be ivan issa deraisa of leyidbak biyad chamu'uma min achirim. And Rav Chanina meant to say is benegei the case of shtei kederes, we are not chayshish for the issa derabbanon of bishul akum, and the nimshal of Rav Chanina is the kavasa hachinami lechashlam chacham mishum yim edom. And in our case as well, Rav Chanina teaches us that if we actually knew that this guy lived outside of the city and he was using his own money, and therefore there's no chash of an issa deraisa, that the Rabbanon would not make a takana and state that we should be chayshish that maybe this person actually keeps the chaga of the bnei ir. Therefore, it should be also for this Jew to transact business with this guy based on the fact that it might be his yom eid. Rashi explains that according to Rava, we certainly can't say that we're referring to an issa deraisa, as certainly we would not be able to compare the case of shtei kederes where we would not chayshish for an issa deraisa, the case of atleza shel aza, where lefi Rava we would be chayshish for an issa deraisa. And as Rashi explains, the Dami, the hasam less hanol evichavim dinishti nevela kadera. Number one, in the case of shtei kaderes, the evichavim will not benefit by throwing a nevela into the pot of the Jew. And number two, the mistafi the chazi le Yisrael tavale bedina, and the guy is also scared if he does go throw a piece of nevela into the Jew's pot, then the Jew will take him to court and will sue him for damages. And therefore, clearly in that case, we would not be chayshish for an issa deraisa. However, as we explained in that tleiz shel aza, we would be chayshish for an issa deraisa, as avol hacham miskaven evi kichavim lasses to tzayin chaveray, and therefore potentially he's using the money of his friend that lives in the city. It may be money that was already offered to an avodah zarah. Therefore, we have a suffix deraisa, as potentially he may be ivan on the issa of the yidbak biyad chamu'uma min achirim. And Ayin Rashi explained that what would be the habmina that we should actually have a chash chashash of bishul akum zok rashi lechosh lan chacham mishum bishul evichavim dil mesamach yisol al evichavim lebashle v'ka'ocher bishul evichavim derabbanon. Ayin Taisiridu points out that lechir, once a Jew places pot onto the fire, then certainly, as we will learn in the Gemara later on in Masechta Zavei Dezara, issa of bishul akum wouldn't apply, and certainly we can't be chayish for bishul akum. Therefore, Taisiridu explains pirish kagun sheshavto esam kaidim shadliko eish shemahisa akiri delekes ein by mishum bishul akum. However, I and other Rishonim who explain our Gemara a bit differently, and from Rashi in the next part of the Gemara in Diba Maschel Rabba Ula Omar, it's mashma that Rashi did not learn like the Taisirid Ayin Shum. And keep in mind that both according to Abaya as well as according to Rabba, that when Rabbi Chanina explained that when our Mishnah stated Chutzla is Mutar, that it even includes Atleiz Shel Aza, and even though it's very close to Aza, both according to Abaya as well as according to Rabba, it would be Mutar to transact business with anyone in Atleiz Shel Aza, and it doesn't make a difference if it's on the Chagah itself or 3 days prior to the Chagah. However, as we will see in a moment, Rav Ba'ula will explain Rav Chanina's Mashal and Nimshal a bit differently, and Lefi Rav Ba'ula, we will have to explain when the Mishnah stated Chutzla is Mutar, it does not refer to a place that is very close to the city in which there's a Chagah taking place. And as the Gemara continues, Rav Ba'ula Omar, and Rav Ba'ula is clearly both on Abaya and Rava, although B'negei Shtei Kederis Al Gabi Kira Achas, the Chacham would not Choshish for any Yisurim, and not for Yisuri Deraisa, and not for Yisuri Drabbanon. However, number one, Rav Ba'ula agrees to Rava and is Chilik and Abaya, and he holds that although B'negei Shtei Kederis Al Gabi Kira Achas, we are not Choshish for the Issa Deraisa of Nevela, and as Rashi previously explained, the Hasim Les Hanola Ivy Chavin initiated Nevela Kedera, and also Mustafi Di Chazile Yisrael Tavale Bedina. However, B'negei a city that's outside a city where there is a Chagah, we would still be Choshish for the Issa Deraisa of Lo Yidbak Be'od Chamu Uma Min Achirim, and as Rashi stated, Abel Hachem is Skaven Ivy Chavin Lassus Utsain Chaverai. However, Rabba Ula takes this a step further, and he holds that if it would be the actual day of the Chagah, then it would even be Asa for a Jew to do business with a guy in that Tleza Shel Aza, or in any suburb that's right next to the city where the Chagah is taking place, as although it's true that most people that live outside of the city do not keep this Chagah, but we would still have to be Choshish that potentially the Jew may be doing business with a guy that although he lives outside the city still keeps the Chagah, even though in the case of Shtei Kederis Al Gabi Kira Achas, we are not Choshish Mishum Bishul Akum. However, Rashi explains that certainly there's Chilek between that case and the case of Atleza Shel Aza, and as Rashi states, the Hasim Lekal Mechaz Mishum Bishul Chavim Mechichata Yisrael Chadazimna Begichalim, as once the Yisrael stirs the pot even once, then there's no longer any Issa of Bishul Akum. And Rashi continues to explain that according to Rav Ba'ula, when a Mishnah mentioned that Chutzla would be Mutar, La Bismucha Kule Haikamar, the Mishnah is only discussing those suburbs which are much further away from the actual city where there is a Chagah. And when Meister of Chanina compared the case of Atleza Shel Aza to the case of Shtei Kederis Al Gabi Kira Achas in the city of Tzur, therefore Rav Ba'ula explains that the only time that we had a comparison between the two cases is only in regard to an Issa Kal like the Issa of Shleish Yomim Koidim Eidein. As our Gemara continues, that Rav Ba'ula states, Leichoshlem Chachomim Mishum Tzinoya, when Rav Chanina stated Leichoshlem Chachomim, he was only comparing the case of Atleza Shel Aza to the Din of Shtei Kederis Al Gabi Kira Achas in regard to the fact that the Chum did not make a takana that since there's a potential that some of the liquid that's in the Goy's pot will splash and end up in the Yisrael's pot, though Midrabbanan they should state that the pot of the Yisrael is Asar, and we see that the Chacham did not do so. Rashi explains that we did not create this takana, Hoyl v'Issakalu, as it is only an Issakal, as Chodod l'Shchiach, as number one it's not Shchiach, and number two, V'oid, the Inami Shchiach Batr Bruba, as even if this would actually occur, any liquid that would go from the pot of the Akum into the pot of the Yisrael would be Batr Bruiv. And as Rav Ba'ula continues, and Hachinami l'Chashalem Chacham Mishum Lefnei Eidein, and as Rashi explains that similarly B'negeir at Tleiz Shel Aza, Hachinami l'Chashal Esa Chutzala Shel B'nei Aza Lefnei Eidein, the Afa Pisha Smucha L'mamish, as L'maisa the Issa of Lefnei Eidein is only an Issa Kal, Ayin Shum. And Agamar continues and quotes from the end of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, Ma'u Leilich L'Shum, and the Mishnah explained, Bizman Shaderach Miuchedus L'Issa Makam Asa, however, Vimhoi Yachal Alech Bala Makam Acher, then Mutar. And as we mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, that this din is based on Maris Ayin, and the Gemara will now bring a Brisa that discusses Maris Ayin. And the Gemara begins, Tanarabanan, that we learned to the Brisa, Eish Yeshba Vedis Kichavim, and this is where Rashi mentions this clause Aval, as we mentioned when we learned on Mishnah, that kol hecha de tani sheyesh ba'avidas kechavim, it doesn't make a difference if we see this lashon in a Mishnah or in a Braisa. It's mashma shayim oivdim liyirushlehem, and the Braisa therefore teaches us asa likonis l'teicha, that it's asa to go into that city based on Maris Ayin. This Braisa argues on our Mishnah and states v'loy miteicha l'iracheres divur ameya, that you're not allowed to go from this city to another city, also based on Maris Ayin. However, the Chacham state, like we saw in the Mishnah, that bizman shaderech miyuchedes leisu makom asa, but in a derech miyuchedes leisu makom mutar, as the din of Maris Ayin would no longer apply. And Rashi states asa likonis l'teicha mishum chshad de amri iunami asa lemiflach. The Braisa will now continue and bring four other scenarios where there's an issa Maris Ayin. And number one, yosh lekoit b'fnei avedis kichavim, if Reuven gets a splinter in his foot and he's in front of avedis zara, leyishcha v'yitlena mepli shenir k'mishdach avedis kichavim, then he can't bend down in order to take out the splinter, as it will look like he's bound down to avedis zara. However, v'meiner nira muta, the Gemara will explain what the Braisa means when it states v'meiner nira. And number two, nispazuli ma'isa b'fnei avedis kichavim, if someone drops a lot of money and the money's spread out in front of avedis zara, once again leyishcha v'yitle mepli shenir k'mishdach avedis kichavim, v'meiner nira then muta. And number three, mayin ha'meishach b'fnei avedis kichavim, if there's a spring that's flowing in front of avedis zara, so leyishcha v'yishta, he shouldn't bend down and drink from the mayin mepli shenir k'mishdach avedis kichavim, v'meiner nira muta. And once again, if it's not nira, then it'll be muta. Finally, the fourth case is patzufa samakach mayin b'krochin leyineach pivah piyam v'yishta mepli shenir k'minashik avedis kichavim. And as Rashi explains, that in the larger cities they would have large water fountains that was formed by making the face of a person and having the water coming from the behind and going through the person's mouth. And this form was generally set up in front of avedis zara, and it was done to beautify the avedis zara. And the Braisa teaches us that one cannot drink from that fountain, as it will look like he's kissing the avedis zara. Finally, the Braisa teaches us another din that's not relevant to Maris Ayin. This iser is based on sakana, as kiyotzeboy, as similar to what we just stated regarding the batsufa samakal chamayim lekrochim, that you can't drink directly from that pipe. So the Braisa also teaches us lo yaniach piv al silon v'yishta, that a person should not place his mouth directly on a pipe that's coming out directly from the ground, pnei sakana. And as we will see a bit later, that this sakana refers to a danger of leeches. The Gemara now asks that the Braisa stated v'im ina nira muta, and the Gemara asks my ina nira, what does this mean? The Gemara points out as ilemud lemischazi, as if you're going to say that the person's in private, no one will see him bending down. But although that would work out according to one shita, certainly we want this Braisa to work out even according to the shita of Rav. And v'am rebudam Rav and Rehuda taught us in the name of Rav that kol makom she'asu chacham and play maris ayin, that any time there's a davar hamuta and the chacham said that it's asa to do that thing based on maris ayin, then afilu b'chedri chadarim asa, then the issa would even apply even when you're b'chedri chadarim. And the reason for the shita of Rav is either because we don't want to get a person used to doing this action, as at some point he may come to do this action even when he's not in private, or the pshat in Rav is that we're choshish that maybe there is someone that is actually watching him and there is a problem with maris ayin. Therefore, when the Braisa states v'im ina nira muta, it can't be referring to a case where a person is in private. Therefore, the Gemara explains that when the Braisa stated im ina nira that's muta, la'ima im ina nira k'mishtach v'avid z'kichavim muta, that if he bends down in a way that it doesn't seem that he's bowing down to the avid zara, then it will be muta. As Rashi explains, she'poina achrav oitzidoi l'tzad avid z'kichavim. And our Gemara continues that this Braisa just brought four similar cases b'negei maris ayin, the case of the kait, the case of mois, the case of the mayin, and the case of Pratsufais. Gemara explains v'tzicha, and we need all four cases, the e tana koitz, as if the tana would only say the case about the thorn or the splinter. The one may have thought that the issa maris ayin applies as mishum the efshel mezel kameo mishklei, as the person could walk away from in front of the avedis zara and remove the thorn. Aval mois lo efshar emaloi. However, when the money is spread out in front of avedis zara, and possibly since there's no other way to pick up the money, maybe the issa of lifnei iva would not apply, and we would allow him to bend down in front of avedis zara and pick up his money. And similarly, the Gemara teaches us in the opposite case, that we eat ton of mois, that if the Braisa would only tell us the case about money, so one may have thought that maybe the issa of maris ayin applies by money, shum seidin u'mayna, as you're only going to have a loss of money, avakoyitz the tzair de gufei emaloi. But maybe since a person has a lot of tzair when they have a splinter or they have a thorn stuck in their foot, so maybe the din of maris ayin would not apply, and we would allow him to bend down in front of avedis zara and take out the thorn. So kamash malon, then both cases it's aser. And v'itana hanitati, and if the Braisa would only mention the case of the thorn and the case of the money, mishum d'lekas akana, so maybe we would say that maris ayin again applies, as there is no sakana to the person. But in the case of the spring, where if he won't drink water, then potentially at some point he would die. So maybe in that case, the Issa Maris Ayin would not apply, and therefore, Zakta Gemara Tzricha, that is why it's necessary for the Tana to mention all three cases. And keep in mind that based on the way that we explained our Gemara, so it would come out that the Issa Maris Ayin by Avodah Zarah is even in a case of Safek Pikuach Nefashos. However, Ayin Ritva, that based on the Pashas of the Lashon HaGemara, it's mashma that the Issa Maris Ayin by Avodah Zarah even applies with his actual Pikuach Nefashos. And the Din of Yarg Val Yavar doesn't only apply to someone that's Ovid Avodah Zarah, but even by a case of Maris Ayin by Avodah Zarah, Ayin Sham. Ayin and Mefarshim that are bothered, that Lachayr wanted the Brisa just bring the third case, and from the third case, we would now know the first two cases, and we can't answer Leizu Afsu, as we previously saw that the Gemara brings an explanation not only as to why the Tana mentioned Kites and then Mice, but also why the Tana had to mention the case of a Kites. It could have just stated the case of Mice, and Ayin and Mefarshim how they explain the Gemara. And we continue on Dafyud Beis and Beis, and the Gemara is Patsufa Islamli, why would the Brisa have to mention a fourth case regarding Maris Ayin, which is of course the case of Patsufais? And the Gemara answers that in the Chanami, there really is no reason why the Brisa had to bring the fourth case of Patsufais, and the only reason why we brought that case is because we wanted to speak about the Dinam Sakana, and we wanted to speak about the next case of Leinir Piv Agabe Asilim V'Yishtim and Pleya Sakana, that is only similar to the case of Patsufais. And Rashi points out that even though the third case of the Brisa was the case where someone was drinking from a fountain, and if so, why couldn't we say Kiyotzebai based on the case of the Mayan? And Rashi explains that certainly we could be Mechalik between the case of the Mayan and the case of Leonich Piv al Gabi Asilon. And as Rashi states, the Gabi Mayan, Tana Shechia, Vloy Tana Anachas Peh, has been negated a fountain. We spoke about a person bending down to drink from the fountain. And that case is not discussing a scenario where a person placed his mouth onto a pipe or onto something else. And therefore, based on the case of the Mayan, the Gemara would not have been able to continue and stay Kiyotzebai and teach us the din that Lo Yinich Piv Agabi Asilon V'Yishtem and Pleya Sakana. However, Abu Patsufai is Tana Anachas Peh V'Shayach Lemisnik Gabayu Kiyotzebai D'Ossin Nami Anachas Peh. And as we will see in a moment, the Ilu Lishchais V'Lishchais B'Yodav Lekas Akanto D'Bodiklu B'Yodai, as certainly if a person bends down and he drinks water from a fountain and he uses both hands, then it's possible to actually check the water and make sure that the water is pure and there are no bugs in the water. Therefore, it's specifically from the last case of Patsufais that the Gemara is able to stay Kiyotzebai. And the Gemara continues that the Brisa just taught us that if a person placed their mouth onto a pipe and drinks from that pipe, then it would be a sakana. And the Gemara asks, my sakana? And the Gemara answers that the sakana is aluka, and he may swallow a leech, which will cause his death. Before we continue, let's go back to Rashi, Dilem Askel Patsufais Lomli. And Rashi explains that the question is, Hatana Mayan, that the Tana already taught us the case of the Mayan, the Ikka Sakana Same, because even though there was a potential for Pekuach Nefashos, the Issa of Maris Ayin still applied, and Ayin Tap Tesis Dilem Askel Patsufais Lomli, and Tesis is bothered that although we saw the case of Mayan, but the Maisa maybe there's still a Chiddush, as Benegia Mayan we only saw that the Issa of Maris Ayin applies when someone is bending down in front of Avodah Zarah, and it will be nearer Kemishtachav al Avodah Zarah, which is of course a standard derech to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, and one would always be Ovid on the Issa of Avodah Zarah if they bow down to any Avodah Zarah. Maybe the Brisa is teaching us that Maris Ayin even applies when you're being Menashek L'Avedis Kirchavim, and Zok Tesis, the Afagad the Menashek L'Avedis Kirchavim, in Chom, Kemishtachavar. However, Mikol Mokka, in Kivin, the Ikonami, Suud, Reisib, and Menashek, Shemin, Lama, Hodl, El, the Asa, that since this Bryce is just teaching us the Dinah of Maris Ayin, and already teaches us that Maris Ayin applies, if someone doesn't act, which is nearer that he's being Oivan of Vidizara, certainly we would not have a Hamina to be Mechalik between Mishtachavar and Menashek, Ayin Shom. Gemara now continues and discusses Sakana of Aluka. As Tana Rabbanan, we learned to the Brisa, Lo Yishta Adam Mayim, Lo Yim Min Haris, Lo Yim Min Agamim, Lo Yim Bepiv, Lo Yim Biyad Achas, that a person should not drink water either from a river or from a swamp directly with his mouth or even while using one hand. Vim Shosan, if he does drink, Dame Bereshai, then it's as if he committed suicide, Mepnei HaSakana, as it's very shriach to have an Aluka in the water and that will cause his death. And the Gemara states, My Sakana, Sakana Saluka. And Rashi explains, Biyad Achas, Memara, Vizerik Bepiv, Ve'in Aboydek, However, if one drinks from a river with two hands, then that will not be a problem, as he can certainly hold the water in his hands until he inspects it well, and it won't cause him any harm. And the Gemara continues, that this brisa is a riot That if someone swallows a water bug on Shabbos, then it's zakonis nefashos, and therefore it'd be mutter to warm up hot water for this person on Shabbos. And umaisa be'echad shebol nima shel mayim, that it was an actual story where a person swallowed a water bug on Shabbos. V'hitter of Nechemio some agers v'hitter of Chanino lachem lechamim b'Shabbos. And since it was a zakonis nefashos, so Chanino allowed them to warm up hot water for this person on Shabbos. And the Gemara tells us ad hachi v'hachi, and while they were boiling up this water for this person, so Amr Rav Huna braid Rabbi Shua ligama chala. So Rav Huna braid Rabbi Shua said that this person should swallow vinegar, as that will help him survive until they have the hot water, which will be able to potentially heal him. Ayin Rashi nima hi aluka. That nima is the same as aluka, and it's a leech. And lahachim leimayim cham lishtes b'shabes. The sakonis nefashos he could ektani bebraisa donu bereishai. And the Gemara continues Amr Rav Idi ba'oven hay man de bala zibura mechay lechayi miu lishaki Rav Yosa de chala shamgaz efshe de chayi puto ad mafkid abesei. That if someone swallows a hornet, then certainly he will not live. However, he should drink a revius of very strong vinegar, and even though he will not live, but it will slow down his death, and in the meantime, he'll be able to give his tzava to his family, and he'll be able to leave his last will and testament. The Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Layishta Adam Mayim Belayla, that a person shouldn't drink water during the nighttime, and even if it's in a kli, and even if that kli is covered, Vim Shasa Dani Bereisha Mepnei Sakana, and if he does drink water during the nighttime, then the Sakana Sefashais, and if he dies, it's as if he committed suicide, because there's a great sakana, and my sakana, sakana shaviri, and in this case, the sakana is from a shade. As Rashi states, shaviri, shed hamuna makasanverim, that this is the shade that was appointed on the maka of blindness. And Rashi states, legara sacha loy minaharis uminagamim, the huadin namina kelim, as we explained. And our Gemara continues, vitzachi, and if a person is thirsty during the night, so maita kante, so what should he do in order to be able to drink? And the Gemara explains that since we know that a shade is not mazik, where there's two people, so therefore, so if there's another person that's with him, then you should wake him up and you should tell him that I'm thirsty for water. If he doesn't have another person at home with him, then you should take the cover of the pitcher and you should bang it against the pitcher and make a loud noise. And you should say to himself the following, or for example, Reuven ben Rachel, that your mother told you that is dara mishaviri viri rire yire re bechasi chivare, that you should be careful from this shade called shaviri, and then each time you repeat the name, you take off one letter in white cups, and ayin rashi lachashu mismayit v'hoilich mishem yashed kashu shemeh miyotavis ois acha ois adre v'chinu alachash lavricha misham. And Rashi states that in Pashas Vayera b'negei loit, where the pasuk tells us v'sanoshim asher pesach habayis hiku b'sanverim mikotun v'agadol v'yululum tzera pasach. And Taguma is shaviri. And based on Rashi, it would seem by the fact that the Gemara specified they should actually take the top of the pitcher and bang it against the pitcher, that that is actually part of the lachash and it's part of the method to get rid of the shade, and not only based on making noise. As if so, the Braisa should just tell us that you should make noise and didn't have to tell us that you should specifically take the top of the pitcher and bang it against the pitcher. And although Rashi taught us that we should not be gurus, leimin and haris, vleimin agamim, and we have Ayn Rabbeinu Chananel who's actually gurus these words, and Ayn Tesis Diva Maskal Yishta Adam as well. Ayn Tesis Diva Maskal Bele Nima Mutlachim Lechamin, which Tesis bothered Al-Khir was the Chiddush of Chanina, as if this Sakonis Nefashos, and certainly one can boil water. And Ayn Tesis, who also points out that Afagad Bukhir is in Perik Mumin Elu Mashma, Shagam Achashashas Haluku Yachalichis Habay, that's possible to actually live for a long time. The Chiddush of Agamar is Mikal Mokim Michalon of Ashabas, Kirin Shishba Sakona, Mid the Hava, Makashal Gabayad, the Gabay Regal. And Taitz then continues and describes a leech for us and describes the water bug as Ba'arach Gurus Arka Upirish Tulas Kitana and Arucha Umitsuya Bimayim Ukshinfelas Alabasa Nitlus Bai and attaches to someone's skin, Umitsetsis Hadam, and it sucks out their blood. The Cholzman Shemitsetsis, he the smallest Malicha Shemitsetsis, Umisafeches Achihe Kamechavis Kitana, and therefore Shadam Boilo Betechamayim Mitsetsis Licha. Before we finish, let us go back to Taisis on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Taisis at the top of Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and Dibur Maskel Dibur Mahadi Yisrael Apeyes Vim Taima Maishna Mishari Surim Da Alma Shari Biyetsu V'Nichnas, that although later on we will find that B'negei Abbasash and Salman Ayin, it would be enough with Yetsu V'Nichnas. However, our Gemara stated that we're not going to be Choshe chiddush that maybe the Yisrael turned around for a moment and the goy threw nevela into his pot. And Taisus is mechalik as v'yesh lemer the hodesh shirina ba'alma yotzev v'nichnas haynu hecha the nitvas kagana v'matzoy Yisrael v'tavali ledina. That certainly generally if a Yisrael finds a goy that he's going and touching his pot, and certainly the goy doesn't want to be caught in the middle of the act, and that would be very bad for the goy. However, the hacha yoch litkach v'akach shel nevela b'kadeira v'yemar lahagas istav shilcha diskavanti shleyak diak. However, over here, since the Jew and the Goy were cooking together, so the Goy is not as scared of going and touching the Jew's pot, as he could always say that I was only trying to help you, as we're both cooking here, and all I want to do was stir your food. And Taz continues, Inami hachamari b'tavshalach sinayim d'loy mirtach minei. And some agurus that are cooking b'shvilach sinayim, and they're cooking for guests, and some agurus that b'shashneim ach sinayim, that both of them are guests, and therefore the Goy would be less likely to be scared of the Yisrael. And I, in the next Taz points out that even though the Gemara stated and it seems that the Avikichavim would do this just to get the Yisrael and just to have the Yisrael eat something which is a Dava Tameh, however Pirishri that certainly we're talking about a case where it would actually be a benefit for the Goy, and for example where the Goy would take his inferior Basa and place it in the Jew's pot and replace his meat with better meat from the Jew's pot, however Zok places that certainly Al Bechinam Kedela Hachshel Yisrael Chashinun afilo hilch l'merachayik, and at the end of Taisus he points out umahay time shavkina b'chol yom kaderi shalano l'shav chesenu oivdes kechavim v'loy chashinun dil mahtila issa b'teichai. We're not concerned for the issa basa shen salam and ayin sham, and we will stop over here.